talking Central Warriors basketball on the team.
Central girls basketball team, they've won six straight. They're the number 10 team in 4A right now. They're a very sparkling 9-1 on the season. They take on Glenwood tomorrow. With us right now, Mary Doan, the coach of the Central girls. Mary, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us here.
Of course, last year's a great year for your basketball team. The nice run of the 4A postseason. And now, a 9-1 start. It's your best start in your career as the Central girls coach. Best start in 13 years. You saw it coming last year, last couple of years with the talent that you've had. And now this year, boy, it's been just an outstanding start to the season with that 9-1 record.
Right. I feel like it's kind of like an asterisk on that, though, because, I mean, last year was a weird year. And, you know, I think that we probably would have been in the same boat a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, we have a lot of kids. We've had a lot of young kids get a lot of play time, but, you know, we're still young. We're really young.
Well, no doubt with the Wagner sisters, Christina Manzanares, who has turned into one of the best players in the Southwestern League. That's still, like I said, as you mentioned, a really young group that you have that you think about. It's kind of where Michael Wells was several years ago with Riley Snyder and some of the players that he had out at Fruita, where they're not freshmen for you, but they're still young basketball players that that have still a very high ceiling in terms of their game.
I feel like that, you know, could be true about these guys, but I'm a little weary. Been in this field for a really long time, and you don't know how it's gonna end up. You know, we got four sophomores on our team right now, and hopefully they all stick and continue to grow. But yeah, I mean, it does look promising, but just got to take it, I don't know, one day at a time and focus on what we can.
Mary Doan, coach the Central girls basketball team with us. Christina Manzanares, right now 11 points per game for you. She's been averaging just under 4 rebounds per game. Does a good job distributing with a couple assists per game, a couple steals per game, almost 3 steals per game. Have you seen maybe the bigger growth on the defensive end for her or on the offensive end?
I would say with Christina, her biggest growth has been on the teammate side of things. You know, last year as a freshman, she was just super excited to be in a game, you know, almost like a puppy, just having fun. And then this year she's been, just even in her comments, some of the things that she says, and obviously, you know, she finds the open player. You know, I think she was telling me about the Moffitt County. She's friends with some of the kids on Moffitt County, and they're like, well, we just have to stop you. And she's like, go for it. And I'll just throw it to my teammates. And I think that's kind of probably where the biggest growth has been in her, is just this total mindset of, it doesn't have to be me. It's going to be all of us.
Right. And one of those players that you can't fall asleep on is Bryn Wagner, Taylor Wagner's daughter. Of course, Alex also on that team as well, Bryn's sister. But, I mean, she's averaging 10 points per game, lethal three-point shooter. And that Moffitt County game, I believe, hit a couple of threes for you in that game. And so for Bryn, I mean, it's another sophomore, but a player that I got the impression watching Bryn play last year, Mary, while Christina Manzanares was kind of like a puppy a little bit, because of, I think, Bryn's background, she seemed more like an upperclassman when she was on the floor last year.
She has, just I think personality-wise, she has more of an intense personality. And, you know, she always kind of has that urgency. You know, she has it at practice, she has it in the game. And that's just kind of a little bit of who she is. And it could be, I'm sure it's a little bit of nature and nurture with her. But, yeah, I mean, she's, you know, I think that she's one who, when you were talking earlier about potential, I mean, I think her potential growth is, the sky's the limit with that one. I mean, she can shoot, you know, really well. And if she can just get that dialed in as she grows older, it's going to be a hard kid to stop.
Mary Doan, coach of the Central girls basketball team, the number 10 team in 4A basketball right now. Glenwood on the docket tomorrow for the Central girls basketball team. Sasha Riscone's a player that I know. I looked at the recent article in the local paper, Mary. We call her Beastie. And every team needs a gritty, tough player that gets on the glass, sets, makes that extra pass, sets screens, takes charges, does the dirty work and the little things. And Sasha Rascone's that player that those players sometimes don't get the credit that they deserve because they do the little things that help a Christina Manzanares and a Bryn Wagner accomplish what they're doing offensively.
Yeah, and we've called Sasha that since her freshman year. She is so strong. I can't even explain how strong this kid is. I don't want to, when I step in and play around with them, I won't post up because she's going to beat the crud out of me. She's just a tough individual, and, you know, that's one thing she can do well, is she can rebound, and she knows that, and so she treats every shot like it's a pass, and then equally, phenomenally, is she doesn't care. Like, it's all right. Every time I'm yelling at her teammates to throw the ball, and she's like, "Yeah, but it was a good shot, coach. They took a good shot. I got it." You know, and so she's just unselfish, and she knows what her job is. And we're a different team when she's not on the floor versus when she is. And, you know, I'm hoping somebody can recognize that for her, and she can get a chance to play a little bit more later on because, I mean, she's so mobile and so strong, and she does have a specific set of skills that I think are important on a basketball team.
Now, it says a lot about her toughness, because I remember calling games of one Mary Pacenda, Mary Doan, back in her Palisade days, and there were people that weren't exactly itching to go up against you in the low post back in the day, so that's some pretty high praise for Sasha Rascone.
Yeah, she beats the crowd out of me. She absolutely does, so...
Mary Doan, coach of the Central Girls basketball team, with us. So one of the things I noticed too, Mary, is that pretty much everybody has played in 8 games, 7 games. Everybody's got a lot of minutes on this team. There's a lot of depth that you have in this year's Central Girls roster.
Yeah, very fortunate to have, you know, that type of depth where, you know, kids go in, we don't drop off much. And you know, I was kind of talking to King about this a little bit, our AD, and I think that if we can get him a chance to get playtime, there's going to be a time down the road when we're going to need it. And if we miss that opportunity to develop those kids, then that's on me as a coach. So, you know, I try to create that depth a little bit. And, you know, there's not a kid on our team that I suit up that I don't think can be helpful to us. So, I mean, just trying to keep those kids improving.
Mary Doan, coach of the Central Girls basketball team, number 10 team right now in the 4A ranks, joining us on the Team Sports Network. As I mentioned, you play at Glenwood tomorrow, and then you open up league play at Grand Junction on Tuesday night. That'll be part of our full court coverage here on the team. And look, you and Sam are neighbors. You've known Sam Provenza for a very long time. You guys are friends. There's mutual respect there. But the Tigers right now are going through a really tough stretch. But you know, if any coach is going to have his team up for that game with your Warriors on Tuesday, it's going to be Sam Provenza.
Oh, absolutely. Sam is an excellent coach. And, you know, he's doing a great job with what he has. He's getting them competitive. They had a good competitive game against Palisade last week, I think. And, you know, he knows how to develop basketball players. It's not his first rodeo in any way, shape, or form. And he's going to have them – I mean, they're going to go out and they're going to play hard. And again, we're too young. We're too young to look past anybody, you know. We have to be able to bring our A game every time we step on the court and continue to play that way for 32 minutes or, I mean, we'll get beat. And that's in Sam's team. Doesn't matter whose team it is. I mean, Sam will have their kids ready and ready to go.
They have the one win this season, and they've struggled offensively. Scoring the basketball has really been their problem. Defensively, Mary, they're not a bad defensive basketball team. You know, Sam's always made an emphasis on pressing and playing great defense, and he's been able to get this team to do that. The record, you know, obviously does not reflect certainly some of the effort and some of the talent that they have. They, like I said, they've just have had a really tough time being able to find the bottom of the net in these games that they've lost.
Right, and, you know, I've been in that position before where you just, you know, you got to, that's all you can do. Get your kids to play defense, and hopefully defense creates some offense for you. And I mean, I think they're right there. They're gonna beat people. They're gonna get on that cusp, and they're gonna beat somebody. And you know, hopefully, I do my job and make sure it's not us. But it's gonna be a tough game, and it always is against Junction. And Junction Central have a great respect for each other, and I think they always play each other really hard.